Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Good Arguments by Bo Seo, a captivating blend of memoir and guide that unlocks the art of fruitful discussion. This insightful book takes us into the heart of competitive debate, revealing the electrifying and quirky culture that lies within. Through exploring this unique realm, Bo Seo distills its lessons into universal principles that can transform how we communicate. By learning to disagree more constructively, the book posits a hopeful vision where better discussions can strengthen our personal relationships and even rejuvenate the very foundations of our democracies. Bo Seo, the author, brings unparalleled expertise to the topic. As a two-time world champion debater and former coach of the Australian national team, his experience in the debate arena is both deep and broad. His voice has resonated through many major publications, such as The Atlantic and The New York Times, and he consistently contributes to debates on the Australian television program, The Drum. With such a rich background, Seo stands as a towering figure in the world of competitive debate, offering readers a unique and authoritative perspective on the art of argumentation. Good Arguments is designed for a diverse audience. It is an essential read for couples striving to navigate communication hurdles, introverts looking to break out of their shells, and indeed, anyone eager to hone their ability to argue persuasively and productively. Join us as we explore how good arguments can not only change the way we talk, but how we listen, and ultimately, how we connect with each other. Good Arguments: How Debate Teaches Us to Listen and Be Heard. Introduction: Diving into Disagreement, Transforming Conflict into Connection. In today's age of democracy, a paradox presents itself. Despite an overwhelming abundance of topics ripe for debate, the essence of productive disagreement seems to be slipping through our collective fingers. This decline in constructive conversation isn't due to a lack of issues to contest, but stems from a gradual erosion of the very values, mutual trust and respect, which serve as the bedrock for meaningful discourse. Polarization, ideological clashes, and a whirlpool of misinformation have significantly tarnished the quality of public dialogue, transforming what could be enriching discussions into verbal battlegrounds or, even worse, silencing voices fearful of confrontation. Within this environment of heightened tension and avoidance lies an untapped potential, a chance to rebuild bridges rather than burn them. Bo Seo, a distinguished author and decorated debate champion, sheds light on a transformative approach to disagreement through the lens of competitive debate. His insights into mastering the art of argumentation are not about winning or losing, but harnessing disagreement as a tool for fostering social cohesion rather than exacerbating division. Good Arguments stands as a beacon for those navigating the treacherous waters of modern discourse, offering a lifeline to anyone who finds themselves adrift in the sea of contentious debate. By adopting the techniques and mindset of competitive debaters, individuals who engage in disagreement with grace, precision, and mutual respect, Seo suggests that we can elevate our conversations from destructive clashes to constructive exchanges. Through exploring the core principles at the heart of effective debate, including exercises employed by debate professionals to refine their cognitive and rhetorical abilities, this work promises not just an improvement in how we converse, but a rediscovery of the lost art of disagreement. As we embark on this journey with Seo, we are invited to reframe our perspective on conflict, seeing it not as a hazard to be avoided, but as an opportunity for growth and connectedness. This shift in mindset has the power to rejuvenate the spirit of free and open debate, ensuring that democracy's foundational pillar, the ability to disagree well, remains strong and vibrant. Part 1: From Silence to the World Stage. Bo Seo's Inspiring Journey. Imagine a young boy transplanted from the familiar streets of South Korea to the vast and unfamiliar terrains of Australia, without a single word of English to navigate his new world. This boy, Bo Seo, found himself in a labyrinth of silence, unable to connect with his peers or engage with his education, He learned to navigate this world with quiet compliance, a shadow among his more vocally present classmates. Yet, within this quiet boy lay dormant a voice yearning to break free, a transformation waiting to unfold. Bo's life took a dramatic turn in fifth grade, thanks to a teacher who saw potential where others saw reticence. This teacher introduced Bo to competitive debate, a structured contest of ideas where two teams spar over a given motion with the aim of swaying judges to their perspective. Under the bright lights of the debating stage, participants wrestle with topics ranging from the mundane to the profound, tasked with defending positions sometimes only revealed an hour before the debate begins. It's a mental sport that has sharpened the minds of many future leaders, and it was in this arena that Bo discovered his voice. His initial foray into debate, tasked with arguing for the banning of zoos, was a revelation. From the nervous steps towards the podium to the exhilarating applause that followed his arguments, Bo underwent a metamorphosis. He had found not only his voice, but also a new lens through which to view the world. As he delved deeper into the world of competitive debate, traveling the circuit from one competition to another, his prowess and confidence grew. The skills he honed, logical analysis, structured argumentation, and eloquent delivery, began to bleed into other areas of his life, enriching his academic pursuit and social interactions. Bo's journey through the echelons of competitive debate is nothing short of remarkable. From winning the World High School Championship to leading his Harvard team to victory at the World University Championship, debate wasn't just a platform for his personal growth. It became the catalyst that propelled him into realms he once thought unreachable. The skills nurtured in this intellectual battleground didn't just serve him in competition. They provided a framework for engaging with the world, fostering a passion for lifelong learning. Debate, for Bo Seo, was more than a competition. It was a transformative journey that shaped his understanding of the world and his place within it. As we peer into the principles of good debate, remember Bo's journey from silence to the world stage, a vivid testament to the power of finding one's voice and the doors it can open. Let's explore how the art of debate can serve not just as a tool for competition, but as a means to enrich our own lives, to engage more deeply with the world around us, and perhaps to transform our sense of what is possible. Part 2: Mastering the Art of Identifying Disagreements. Before stepping into the ring of any debate or confrontation, there's one crucial skill every aspiring debater needs to master: identifying the crux of the disagreement. You might wonder why such a seemingly straightforward task is so essential. Yet, navigating through the maze of human communication without this compass can leave many adrift in a sea of unproductive arguments. Imagine reflecting on your last argument, whether it was a heated exchange with a family member or a tense discussion at work. Can you pinpoint exactly what the disagreement was about? This isn't about the topic at hand, but rather the specific point of contention. If pinpointing the disagreement feels like grasping at fog, you might realize the conflict could have been a non-issue from the start. This precise identification of disagreement is the first lesson in the debater's handbook. They approach it methodically. Acknowledging the disagreement is the foundation upon which all subsequent arguments are built, disregarding engagements that lack this fundamental clarity. Disagreements typically fall into three categories: facts, judgments, and prescriptions, each a different terrain of intellectual conflict. First, let's talk about facts. These are assertions about the state of the world, such as, "Mount Everest is the highest mountain," or "Tokyo is a bustling metropolis." Despite their seemingly definitive nature, facts are not immune to dispute. Disagreements can arise from different interpretations or understandings of the available evidence. Then we move to judgments, the subjective landscape of opinions, where statements like "classical music is superior to pop" live. Challenging a judgment often involves questioning the underlying facts or the assumptions that led to that opinion. Prescriptions are where action meets opinion. These statements leverage judgments to argue for specific courses of action, adorned with should and ought to. Debates around prescriptions grapple with the potential outcomes and moral implications of the actions in question. Despite the clarity these categories might suggest, real-world arguments are rarely so neatly compartmentalized. Often a single sentence can entangle facts, judgments, and prescriptions, making disagreements muddier and challenging to navigate. Enter the realm of topic analysis, a lifeline borrowed from competitive debating, designed to untangle these knots. This technique involves identifying and scrutinizing every potentially contentious word within a statement to uncover the layers of disagreement. For instance, a seemingly simple prescription like parents should not send their children to private schools can unravel into a complex web of factual disputes about the nature of private schooling, moral judgments about education's role, and differing perspectives on children's rights and needs. Employing topic analysis in everyday disputes can illumine the core disagreements, transforming confusing arguments into focused discussions. By dissecting statements to their contentious core, we not only foster more constructive debates, but also bridge the gaps that misunderstandings often exacerbate. Armed with this technique, navigating the world of disagreement becomes not just manageable, but a pathway to deeper understanding and resolution. Part 3. Constructing a convincing argument. Venturing into the realm of debate requires more than just identifying points of contention. It demands the mastery of crafting compelling arguments. Whereas our day-to-day encounters may not always celebrate the fine art of argumentation, stepping into a debate without this skill is akin to entering a duel without a weapon. The modern world often prioritizes imagery over substance, sweeping the necessity for solid arguments under the rug of visual persuasion. Whether it's the allure of advertising or the stage perfection of political campaigns, the essence of genuine argumentation seems to fade in the background. Even in workplaces, the emphasis often lies on compliance rather than questioning or reasoned debate, leading many to lose touch with the art of crafting a cogent argument. So, what exactly constitutes a genuine argument? Contrary to common misperceptions, an argument is not a slogan, nor is it a barrage of facts or a declaration of personal feelings. It's not about who can speak the loudest or offer the most detailed explanation. At its core, an argument is a conclusion drawn from premises, supported by solid evidence, forming a chain of logical reasoning from assertion to conclusion. Let's break it down further using an illustrative example. Suppose you're passionate about vegetarianism and aim to persuade a meat eater to consider your standpoint. The statement, "you should give up meat," represents your conclusion, the destination of your argumentative journey. To embark on this journey, start by tethering your conclusion to a premise using the word "because" as your bridge. This premise forms the backbone of your argument, which you'll need to substantiate with evidence. For instance, "we should give up meat because modern industrial farming inflicts tremendous suffering on animals," sets the stage for your argument. Following the establishment of your premise, you'll need to delve into the realm of evidence. Whether it's citing the dire living conditions of animals on factory farms or highlighting observable signs of distress and aggression amongst these animals, your evidence should robustly support your premise. However, laying out evidence and supporting your claims isn't the final step. Linking your premise and evidence back to your conclusion is crucial, yet often overlooked. It's one thing to expose the grim realities of industrial farming, but another to elucidate why these realities should compel someone to abstain from meat consumption entirely. Rather than merely modifying their dietary habits, articulating this connection involves showing how the act of not consuming meat directly challenges and potentially alters the practices of the meat industry. Supporting this link with further evidence adds weight to your argument, completing the circle of logical reasoning. Crafting a persuasive argument is a meticulous process, demanding more than just a superficial layering of facts and assertions. It requires a logical framework where each component, the premise, the evidence, and the conclusion, are interlinked in a coherent narrative. Writing down your arguments can serve as a powerful method to refine this skill. transitioning the act from paper to speech more seamlessly. Remember, the potency of an argument lies not in its volume, but in the robustness of its structure and the clarity of its logic. The more you practice this art, the more adept you'll become at navigating not just the formal arenas of debate, but the everyday discussions that shape our lives and beliefs. Part 4. Navigating the battlefield of disagreement, the art of rebuttal. In the dynamic arena of debate, the flow of arguments isn't one way. It resembles more a fierce tennis match with volleys of claims, evidence, and conclusions exchanged between opponents. Mastering the art of rebuttal, therefore, becomes indispensable. It's not just about making your case, but also dismantling your opponents, striking a delicate balance between defense and counterattack. To embark on this strategic takedown, one must remember that every argument aims to establish two things: the veracity of its claims and their adequacy in supporting the conclusion. Thus, refutation operates on two fronts: challenging the truth of the claims presented or questioning their relevance to the conclusion. Imagine a lighthearted domestic debate. Your partner advocates for splurging on a new vehicle, citing the outdated fashion of your beloved hatchback. Your mission is to protect your automobile allegiance and your wallet. How do you proceed with the rebuttal? Firstly, targeting the accuracy of your partner's claim offers several pathways. Directly refute the factuality. Actually, hatchbacks are experiencing a resurgence in popularity contrary to what you suggested. Or, you could highlight a lack of supporting evidence from your partner, prompting, "You haven't shown me evidence that car fashions have indeed shifted." Even if evidence is presented, you might question its comprehensiveness, arguing, "Our neighborhood's trends might not reflect the broader societal preferences." Alternatively, conceding the truth of their claim but disputing its pertinence to the conclusion presents another angle. This could range from downplaying the significance of the claim. "It's true the hatchback isn't the latest model, but personal satisfaction matters more to me than fashion," to presenting counterbalancing considerations. While driving a trendy car has its appeal, the financial implications are too significant to ignore. This illustration reveals the myriad ways one can navigate a rebuttal across arguments trivial and profound alike. However, not all arguments can be easily dismantled, and being caught unprepared in the throes of debate can lead to a faltering defense. One potent strategy to anticipate and effectively counter your opponent's moves is the side switch technique, a debate preparation method that involves temporarily adopting your opponent's standpoint. This imaginative exercise demands setting aside personal biases to genuinely explore the opposing viewpoint, articulating persuasive arguments in its favor. Upon returning to your stance, you then craft rebuttals for each anticipated argument, armoring yourself for the actual debate. Beyond its tactical benefits, the side switch fosters empathy and understanding, often softening rigid stances and encouraging a more open, respectful dialogue. By intimately engaging with the opposition's perspective, we not only sharpen our argumentative edge but may also uncover common ground, transforming the debate from a duel of egos into a constructive exchange of ideas. In the labyrinth of argument and refutation, mastering the art of rebuttal illuminates paths to not only disputing effectively, but also understanding deeply, transcending the cacophony of disagreement to reach the harmony of mutual insight. Part 5. The power of persuasion, mastering rhetoric. In the dance of debate and dialogue, the substance of your argument holds immense value, but the manner in which it's delivered can often tip the scales. This introduces us to the art of rhetoric, the art of persuasive speech. Rhetoric encompasses far more than just the words chosen. It's about the harmony of tone, the cadence of your voice, and the poise of your body language, all coming together to shape how your message is received. Consider for a moment whom you find more credible, a speaker who commands the room with confidence and eloquence, or one who stumbles through their points, laden with hesitations. It's clear that how you say something can be just as impactful as what you say. Rhetoric, it's true, has garnered a dubious reputation, often associated with the manipulative spin of politicians designed to muddy the waters of truth. However, this perspective on rhetoric only tells half the story. When wielded ethically, rhetoric can be a formidable ally to truth, magnifying its reach and potency, moving people towards action in ways that bare facts alone cannot. The journey from passive agreement to active engagement is arduous. To truly mobilize individuals, to inspire change or action, requires more than just presenting the cold hard facts. It demands the human touch. This understanding forms the crux of Bosio's approach to harnessing the power of rhetoric for positive ends. Bosio lays down guiding principles for effective rhetoric that can amplify the persuasiveness of your speech. At the heart of these principles is clarity. A murky stream of complex jargon and tangled metaphors will not quench your audience's thirst for understanding. Strive instead for transparency, anchoring your points in tangible examples and direct language. The next principle calls for conciseness. The extraneous fluff that pads your speech only serves to dilute its strength. Stick steadfastly to your core message. Stripping away any redundancies or needlessly elaborate introductions that might send your listeners' attention astray. Furthermore, Seo emphasizes the importance of a personal touch. Connecting emotionally with your audience transforms them from passive listeners to active participants rooting for your cause. Share personal anecdotes, invoke real-world implications, and directly address the audience's concerns and dreams. However perfect your content, the delivery cannot be neglected. A fluid speech, free from fumbles and filler words, not only captivates but also lends credibility to your arguments. To achieve this, Seo suggests rigorous practice through speaking drills, designed to refine your oratory finesse. Imagine rehearsing a speech while dodging paper balls at each slip-up, or weaving in the name of a fruit between every word of your argument. Such exercises might test your patience, but the reward, a polished and compelling mode of expression that truly listens and speaks to people, is invaluable. In conclusion, mastering the art of rhetoric is not merely about dressing up your arguments in fancy attire. It's about understanding and leveraging the subtle interplay between content and delivery to genuinely connect, persuade, and inspire. Through discipline, clarity, and a touch of personal storytelling, rhetoric can indeed become truth's most dynamic advocate. Final summary. Embarking on a journey through the principles of debate opens up a river of possibilities. How to articulate your thoughts, craft compelling arguments, and deliver them with conviction and elegance. Now, armed with the knowledge and strategies shared, you're equipped to dive into the vibrant world of debate. But how do you transition from theory to practice? Engaging in debates, be it formally or in everyday discussions with peers, emerges as the most direct route to mastering these skills. The image of formal debates, complete with judges and structured arguments, might seem a bit daunting or impractical for daily interactions. However, the essence of debate, constructive disagreement, exchange of ideas, and mutual respect, can be woven into your interactions without the need for formal settings. Whether it's a discussion over dinner or a brainstorming session at work, initiating a debate with friends or colleagues offers a rich, natural environment to apply and refine your debating skills. To lay the groundwork for a healthy debate, it's crucial to ensure all participants are on the same page, ready to engage respectfully and keep an open mind without taking differing views as personal affronts. This foundation paves the way for fruitful exchanges where ideas can be challenged, refined, and perhaps even changed. Looking beyond personal development, debate is increasingly recognized as a potent tool for collective problem-solving and learning. The interest in integrating debate into educational curriculums and organizational decision-making processes is a testament to its valued place in fostering critical thinking and informed decision-making. Warren Buffett's suggestion to employ contrasting advisors for major business decisions exemplifies the practical application of debate principles in navigating complex choices. The implications of embracing debate extend far into the tapestry of society. Imagine a world where debate is not only a tool for individual growth, but also a means to address the pressing issues of our times. If governments and institutions actively promote debate, education, and create platforms for public discourse, such as citizen assemblies, we could witness a transformative shift towards healing societal rifts and revitalizing democratic engagement. As members of a democratic society, the responsibility to cultivate and nurture the art of debate falls on our shoulders. It's about more than presenting arguments. It's about engaging in meaningful conversations, resolving conflicts through dialogue, and listening to diverse perspectives. Debate is the heartbeat of civic participation, inviting us to contribute to the collective good through reasoned discourse. To step back from the pursuit of understanding and engaging with each other through debate would be to retreat from the very essence of community and democracy. As we move forward, let's embrace the power of debate as a cornerstone of civic life, opening doors to deeper connections, enlightened decision-making, and a more cohesive society. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.